Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Eric, on the MRM website, mrm.org, you have been doing an ongoing critique of a manual that the Mormons have been going through. In fact, for several years, they have been going through a series of manuals called Teachings of Presidents of the Church. And you recently finished up your study of the one dealing with George Albert Smith. And it was a great study that you did because you did it a chapter at a time, and you actually even had a Mormon woman write you who encouraged you to get those studies up a little faster than what you were doing so that she could use them when she was teaching her class in the Mormon church. She wanted to know what you had to say when she was teaching it to her class.
Yeah, and so what I did is I've taken the major ideas of that chapter, I've underlined them so you can tell that that's what their chapter says, and then I've commented on them, on the different statements that they've made. And so I did do that entire manual, the George Albert Smith manual. Why not deal with the most current manuals that they're using regularly in their Sunday schools? And that was the manual for last year, 2012.
And why do we think these manuals are so important? Well, it's because they are correlated. And when a manual is correlated, it has been vetted. In other words, it is supposed to contain information that the first presidency of the Mormon Church wants members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to believe. This is why we often cite our sources from vetted materials, manuals such as this. This is why we go to conference messages, because as we've said, when a leader speaks in general conference, as Elder Uchtdorf of the First Presidency has said, when you listen to a leader in conference, it's like hearing the voice of God through his spokesman.
Well, in the last general conference, November 2012 Ensign, it was reported, Thomas Monson had a talk, God be with you till we meet again. This is what he said. As always, the proceedings of this conference will be available in the coming issues of the Ensign and the Liahona magazines. I encourage you to read the talks once again and to ponder the messages contained therein. I have found in my own life that I gain even more from these inspired sermons when I study them in greater depth. And so you have the idea of what's said in conference is vital. What's said in their manuals that is published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is essential. Anybody who says that they should be able to listen to the Mormon next door and tell them what Mormonism is not listening to their leaders.
Well, and I think also listening to just the Mormon next door, though I wouldn't say that's bad in its entirety.
Well, that's what he believes.
Certainly gives you an understanding of where that individual is coming from. But what we try to do here at MRM is to give you an idea of what the Mormon Church wants its members to believe. And those are sometimes entirely two different things.
And they're not bashful about telling you what it is you're supposed to believe.
Right. And that's what's interesting. When you look at these manuals, for instance, I'm looking right now at Teachings of Presidents of the Church, George Albert Smith. It says on page 70, this is Mormonism as Mormons are supposed to believe it. This is what it says on page 70. We are here to prepare ourselves and develop ourselves and qualify ourselves to be worthy to dwell in the presence of our Heavenly Father. We believe that we are here because we kept our first estate and earned the privilege of coming to this earth. That goes right along with the concept of why blacks were not allowed to hold the priesthood, at least what Mormon leaders taught in the past. They were not exemplary in their pre-existent state, and so they came into mortality with this disadvantage, and they were marked by having the dark skin, and they were not allowed to be given the Mormon priesthood. Now the Mormon Church has this doctrinal amnesia that they don't know why they weren't allowed to hold the priesthood, which I don't think is being honest with the general public or with members. But still, this idea of having to earn your place in this mortality, here it is being taught on page 70 of this manual. It goes on to say, we believe that our very existence is a reward for our faithfulness before we came here, and that we are enjoying on earth the fruits of our efforts in the spirit world. We also believe that we are sowing the seed today of a harvest that we will reap when we go from here. Eternal life is to us the sum of pre-existence, present existence, and the continuation of life in immortality, holding out to us the power of endless progression and increase. With that feeling and that assurance, we believe that as man is, God once was, and as God is, man may become.
Mormonism doesn't teach that anymore, Bill.
We've had people tell us that. Oh, that's old Mormonism, Bill. Get up to speed. Well, here it is in one of their new manuals. As man is, God once was, and God is, man may become.
Well, that must be an isolated quote, though.
Well, you would think so, right? Well, before you go on, let me quote this. It says, being created in the image of God, we believe that it is not improper, that it is not unrighteous for us to hope that we may be permitted to partake of the attributes of deity, and if we are faithful, to become like unto God. For as we receive of and obey the natural laws of our Father that govern this life, we become more like Him, and as we take advantage of the opportunities placed within our reach, we prepare to receive greater opportunities in this life and in the life that is to come. And yet, we just had a Mormon write us and say, we don't believe we're going to be saved by works. What does that sound like? It most certainly does sound like it. You're even here right now because of your works and the pre-existence. Well, anyway, the reason we bring that up is because the Mormons are going through a new manual in 2013, Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Lorenzo Snow, who was the fifth president. Now, Eric, you plan on doing a chapter-by-chapter critique as well, are you not?
Yes, we'll have that on our main website.
Okay, well, in that manual, what does it teach in that manual? I mean, when I heard they were coming out with a manual on Lorenzo Snow, I thought, well, they're bound to include the Lorenzo Snow couplet in this manual. If they've had it in the George Albert Smith manual, they're bound to have it in the new manual. And do they?
Oh, yeah.
Is it down there? What does it say?
Well, this is chapter 5, The Grand Destiny of the Faithful. And they quote the couplet, as you've just read, from George Albert Smith, which is, again, Lorenzo Snow's couplet. He's the one who wrote that. And he says, feeling that he had received a sacred communication that he should guard carefully.
Now, wait a minute. Feeling that he... We have been talking about this the past few days.
Yeah.
Feeling that he had received what?
A sacred communication.
Now, would we consider that feeling to be a sacred communication? No. Mm. Why, folks? Because it conflicts with what God has revealed in the Bible. So we would not accept that as being authoritative. No, go ahead.
And he says that he should guard carefully. Lorenzo Snow did not teach the doctrine publicly until he knew that the prophet Joseph Smith had taught it. Oh, so Joseph Smith is the one who started this whole doctrine.
Well, you would have to assume that unless Joseph Smith concurs, you would not want to go against it. Now, see, that would be the difference between you and I. When we hear a teaching, we're not going to go to some Christian leader, even though we might have a lot of respect for that particular Christian leader. Where would we go to confirm whether something should be believed?
Straight to God's word.
We would go back to God's word. And there's the big difference between Mormonism and Christianity. It's not that we don't have respect for a lot of Christian leaders. There are a lot of good Christian leaders out there that you've probably heard us quote several times. But they would not hold that position of being the final word on anything. We would have to go back to what God's word, the Bible, has to say on this issue.
Well, and as far as the divinity that you were talking about, this manual is saying the same thing on page 84 under the heading of, because we have divinity within us, we can become like our Father in heaven. It says, we have divinity within ourselves. We have immortality within ourselves. Our spiritual organism is immortal. It cannot be destroyed. It cannot be annihilated. We will live from all eternity to all eternity.
That's kind of a strange wording. We will live from all eternity to all eternity, because
we've already lived.
I know. You think from all eternity past. Well, in Mormonism, that's what they believe, because as it says in DNC section 93, man was in the beginning with God.
And as far as the second part of that couplet, as God is, man may be, It goes on, the manual says on page 85, that we will have the pleasure of increasing in our posterity worlds without end. Now, worlds without end, Bill.
Well, yeah, what does that tie into? First of all, the increase, it's talking about eternal increase, and Mormon leaders have defined that as the ability to procreate throughout eternity. And this is something that many Mormons are looking forward to having offspring. And they liken it to what God is doing on this earth right now. We are the eternal increase, you might say, of Heavenly Father. Mormons believe that they are going to be repeating the process. And this is why Mormons in the past were not bashful about this idea of inheriting their own world or planet, whatever you want to call it, their own earth. Because that's where this is all going to take place. And that what they were hoping to do was to repeat what God the Father has already done and what the God that preceded him has been doing also. It's eternal.
It's interesting. On this page 85, they have a picture of a family, three children and a dad. And the caption just is fascinating to me. It says, "As we study the scriptures, we learn of our divine nature." The standard works are the Mormons' scriptures, no doubt. So they have more than
four
what we
books,
have.
The Bible, Book of Mormon, Doctrine and Covenants, and Pearl of Great Price.
But we certainly don't learn of our divine nature through God's Word, the Bible.
No, they'll take that one verse that talks about participating in the divine nature, and they draw this huge doctrine on that, which certainly the Bible does not support. And this is, again, why you have to be very careful when you're looking at what Bible passages are saying. What did the author mean when he used those words? Not what does a self-proclaimed modern prophet think these words mean. What did the author mean when he first wrote them down? That's a proper way of trying to understand what the Bible message is all about.
But I think the series that we'll have on our website will be helpful to people who want to hear what is it that Mormonism is currently disseminating to its people. And what I'll try to do is I'll try to look at that and then respond to it in a Christian worldview.
And we do hope that you will look at that. You can find it at mrm.org. You will find Eric's ongoing critique of this new manual, Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Lorenzo Snow.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, known as the Mormon Church, is a huge topic in the state where we live. Oftentimes, we may feel frustrated in understanding what is perceived to be the state religion. If you are a Latter-day Saint who needs some honest answers to your questions, or perhaps you're a Christian who wants to be better informed about the predominant religion in this culture, Mormonism Research Ministry wants to be your resource on truth. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry founder Bill McKeever has worked hard to equip people to understand the differences between Mormonism and the historic Christian faith. At www.mrm.org, we have an active blog site, dozens of articles and video tools that will educate you in a variety of ways. Or perhaps your church needs to schedule Mormonism Research Ministry to come for a live presentation to equip your church body to be ambassadors for Christ. Let us know what we can do for you. Contact us through our website. Again, mrm.org. We're here for you.